Football Friday. I want to hug you, Tiki. We finally made it to the start of a brand new NFL season, and we have taken Evan and Tiki on the road. We are live from one of our favorite places here in the tri-state area. We are live from American Dream at this big giant season kickoff event at American Dream. So if you're in the area, come by, hang out, say what's up. There'll be giant legends, there'll be giant autographs, and really, the biggest giant legend of them all, you'll see for 4.5 hours, because that's one Tiki Barber. Tiki, happy football day to you, sir.
Thank you. I'm excited about this football Friday and this giant football Friday over here at American Dream. If you are around or in your car and you might have an opportunity to come this way, come this way. There is a massive setup here for New York Giants Fan Fest. There's a massive Michael Strahan statue that I see.
I did something inappropriate to Michael.
What did you do?
I had my arm around him.
Yes.
I was talking to him, and then I put my finger between his teeth.
Oh, come on, man.
Which was very disrespectful, and I felt bad.
Well, this is the Giants season kickoff presented by Verizon. It's fantastic. There's already a massive line lined up. They're going to have some the old heads, we like to call them, signing autographs until about 5:30 or so. And then you get some of the current guys. Russell Wilson will be over here. Tyrone Tracy will be over here. Malik Nabers, etc. So a fun, enormous event that the Giants have set up here at American Dream.
No doubt about it. Now, we'll get into the Hot Tua situation from last night. We will preview week one of the NFL season. There's a lot to get to. But this is the day, as a Jet fan, hello, as Giant fans, 98% of the people here,
hello,
where we can all have optimism. Because this is the beginning of a football season. And The Athletic does something so great every single year. I give them credit. They poll every fan base to measure their hopefulness going into a season. And I find that fascinating because I want to make this clear when I talk about hopefulness. I think most Jet and Giant fans have hope for the future. Like in the case of the Giants, they drafted a young quarterback in Jackson Dart who it seems likelier than ever is going to play sooner rather than later. He had a wonderful preseason, and I totally get the hopefulness that fills the idea of a future quarterback. I think the Jets have the same thing, not with the quarterback, but with the head coach.
Okay.
And I think that, so I want to make this clear. I think most fans have hope for the future for both of these franchises, but hopefulness for this season is far different. Because I don't know about you, I'm a 42-year-old man. I haven't seen my team in the playoffs in over a decade. Sean is a 47-year-old Giant fan.
Oh, hold on. 38.
38-year-old Giant fan.
I was going to say, where did you get that old?
They've given you a lot, but they haven't given you a lot recently. So when we talk about hopefulness, I get we're optimistic about the future. I'm talking about now. I'm talking about this football season. So I'll make this comfortable for all of you to be open and honest about how you feel. My hope for 2025 as a Jet fan is right now down in the dumps. I just want to be honest with
you. Why is that all of a sudden? Because for so much of this offseason, it felt like Evan the Jet fan had optimism.
Correct.
Good defense. You got a head coach that you appreciate because of his success as a player. Obviously, his success as a coordinator with the Detroit Lions.
Yep.
And you signed Justin Fields, someone who you advised the Giants to take a year ago.
Absolutely.
When he was traded, I think he was.
Yes, I wanted the Giants to trade him and compete with Daniel Jones.
But
what
the ask was too high. The ask obviously fell. The Pittsburgh Steelers took him at a okay start for the first six games of the season. Then he got benched for Russell Wilson. So we come to the Jets, and you're optimistic.
Yeah.
Why all of a sudden are you pessimistic?
It's a great question because I think most of this offseason I did have a level of optimism that, hey, with better coaching, this team should at least win 8 or 9 games. And I think a few things have happened. Number one, the injury to Elijah Vera Tucker is a major blow.
Yes.
And I can't deny that.
Next man up.
Number two, as much as I've tried to not listen to the noise of expectations, it feels like the Jet fan, even you, Teak, as an IFO, has kind of soured on what you expect from this team.
Yes.
The other thing that's happened is as we get closer to the start of the year, and I sit down and I look at the Steeler roster and I break everything down, I see them losing on Sunday. I see them losing the following Sunday.
Come on.
I see this team being 0-2.
As
a Jet fan, like I'm like, are they making the playoffs for the first time in over a decade? The answer is probably not.
You're
so my hope-o-meter is not high, team.
You're doing the old radio bit. When
is that
week one?
Lost week two, lost week three.
Win, loss.
Oh, we're screwed.
You can't think that way.
Tiki, are the Jets making the playoffs this year?
Probably not.
Thank you.
Here,
there you go.
The only reason that I'm somewhat pessimistic on the New York Jets is because I have no idea about the New York Jets. They have been intentionally obscure around training camp and preseason, and they didn't do anything. I mean, Justin Fields started in two of those preseason games. What did he throw, 10 passes?
The first preseason game, they had one really good drive with him, and I was inspired. I tried to remind myself it's the preseason, and it doesn't matter.
But it was just with his legs.
Correct.
And then the second preseason game, he completed his first pass, didn't complete the next four, and then was out of the game.
Yeah.
And so I have no idea what to expect from the Jets offensively. I know what they say, or at least we say what they're going to be, a running team. Justin Fields helps you be that running team because you have to count, as we always talk about, for the sixth skill position player who is the quarterback who can run and do all kinds of different things with his legs. But I haven't seen it.
No, I get you.
And so until I see what the Jets are all about, it's more like a non-opinion, not a negative opinion.
Well, okay, so I am excited about Aaron Glenn. I'm hopeful about Aaron Glenn. So if the hope-o-meter was about the future, which I don't really feel like doing on September 5th. You know what I feel like doing on September 5th? And I invite Giant fans when we get to you guys to talk about this. I want to make the playoffs. I'm sorry. This is not about, ooh, we're moving in the right direction. I'll say that in January.
Right.
I'll say that in February. But on September 5th, when the NFL season is starting, when I watch the Eagles raise their banner, I want to have hope that I'm going to watch my team play January football. And when it comes down to that, my hope is very low. So I'm going to ask this question one more time, T, because you agree with me, even though you're being really sweet. Are the New York Jets making the playoffs this season?
Probably not.
Okay. Hey, Sean, are the Jets making the playoffs this season?
Absolutely not.
Thank you. Tommy, are the Jets making the playoffs this season?
Definitely not.
Okay, now let's get to your team. Mm-hmm. I have every reason, much like I said, I'm optimistic about Aaron Glenn and the future of the franchise. That's great. I'm not talking about the future. I'm talking about this season. Are the New York Giants making the postseason in 2025? Really? I'll start it off by saying no chance in hell. Would you like to continue, Teak?
Realistically, also probably not.
Okay. How about you, Sean? Giants making the playoffs this year?
Absolutely not.
Hey, Tommy, the Giants making the playoffs this year?
It's complicated. Well, hear me out. Let's say they go, 0-3, they go to Dart, and he's the next great quarterback, then my answer is yes. If Jackson Dart can
just answer the question. Are they making the playoffs?
Currently constructed with Russell Wilson starting, they're not.
Okay, so you guys, whether you say it or not, your hope-o-meter is not that high. And that's not disrespecting where the Jets and Giants are going, okay? I get it. In 2025, we're looking not just this year, but towards the future.
Right.
I'm not wired anymore on opening day, and we are on the eve of the real opener of the NFL season, to just say, well, the future's bright. That's irrelevant to, is my team making the playoffs this year? And as we sit here today, and I want to be hopeful, because, hey, it's the NFL, you never know, neither team is making the playoffs.
But
when we're sitting here in January, we're breaking down the Knicks.
But is that the real measurement of success? We had this conversation 2 days ago when Aaron Glenn defined what success was for the 2025 New York Jets, and he gave some answer that made no sense because no organization depends on the fans' opinion of you to determine whether or not you were successful or not. But that's what he did.
He said, I want the fans to be proud.
Right. I hope the fans are proud of us.
Yeah.
Okay, whatever. That was just coach speak to talk to the fans and make them think like they were important. It has nothing to do with anything. What every NFL team wants to do is first and primarily, as we talk about with the New York Yankees, win the division. Try to win the division.
Are the Giants winning the division?
Because when you win the division, hold on, I'll get to the Giants in a second.
Are the Jets winning the division?
When you win the division, you're in the postseason.
Right.
The second thing that you try to do, regardless of your start, whether it's great or whether it's terrible, is to play meaningful football in December.
Yeah.
And so, to me, when I look at both of these teams, I think they could be playing meaningful football in December. And I'm not talking about pushing for a postseason bid, but I'm just saying they're not irrelevant. Last year, the Giants were irrelevant in December.
Sure.
Last year, the Jets were kind of irrelevant in December.
Right.
We tried to, maybe this can happen. I remember this was 6 or 7 games that maybe they can do this or that. They were irrelevant. It's the last thing you want because then the fan base tunes out. They're not proud at all. And the players just don't feel as engaged or dialed in unless they're fighting for their job.
But if the bar is simply, are we going to be in a better place as fans next December than we were in the previous December?
The answer is yes.
It's an easy.
I think it's yes for both teams.
Of course, it's an easy yes. Because right. A, the Jets had fired their coach 4 weeks into the season and had a 41-year-old quarterback. So obviously, it was the pits of despair. And now, even if they have a bad year, yes, like I said at the top, there'll be hope for the future. There's a new head coach. They may draft another quarterback because Justin Fields isn't the answer. Like, even in a bad year, sure, you'll be in a better place. And on the Giants' side of things, you have this young quarterback that you're hopeful to watch. But is that really the bar we're setting? Is the bar we're setting, are we in a better place than a year ago?
Yeah.
I can't do that on opening day. That's my only difference. Like, I've heard this whole, the Jets are moving in the right direction, the Giants are moving in the right direction. I'm not arguing that. I'm merely saying when the season starts, I want to have hope my team makes the playoffs. And as we sit here today, I feel like it's going to be a stunner for either team to make the postseason. And that's the goal. Let's not change the bar just because we're pathetic the last half a decade.
Both of these franchises are starting 2025 with a new coach on one side and hopefully a new quarterback coming. That is where the hope meter lies. Evan, I think that as a Jet fan, I feel your pain. I understand the playoff drought and wanting to get there and thinking you're going to get there with Rodgers. But I think the Jet fan can look at the Giants as a cautionary tale. Is it really going to...
Cautionary tale.
Listen to this. If you are the seventh team that makes the playoffs in the AFC and you had an exciting year, you break the streak, Justin Fields plays good enough, you get in, maybe you stun and you win a wild card game and you get blown out in the divisional round. Now, maybe we're going to make a commitment to Justin Fields where
right.
he didn't necessarily prove it all along. Maybe you set it back. Just don't look so short-sighted and say, my goal is to make the playoffs, because I think the Giants... In year four of Dable and Shane are a cautionary tale that satisfying a playoff run for 1 year can actually set a franchise back in what they're trying to build.
If you follow it up with bad decisions. So what I would tell you is this. Let's say I'm wrong, and I want to be wrong. I want to be wrong about both teams. Like, I want to sit here in January breaking down playoff football games, not the Knicks' meaningless game against the Celtics. You know what I mean?
Two Knicks shots in the first segment.
I know.
It's actually a compliment towards the Knicks. Not a knock. They'll be relevant. Let's say the Jets make the playoffs, which I don't think most people actually believe. Okay, but let's say they do. And Justin Fields is good to not good to great. Mm-hmm. I believe Tiki and I, and Darren Mugi, because I have to have belief in him, can look past their record and make a decision long-term, hey, is Justin Fields the answer? The Giants made a mistake. They did. They made a mistake. They had
in
a really good year.
After the 2022 season.
After.
Game. Yes.
And look, I was a part of that mistake, right? Because I looked at Daniel Jones and said, hey, I think Brian Daboll got the best of him. Run it back. Bring him back.
Right.
I think that I have to have belief in this organization that they can look through how they had success and not make a dumb commitment to Justin Fields. So to answer your question, I completely disagree. I want to win football games. There's nothing bad about winning football games. The Giants didn't screw up by winning games in 2022. They screwed up by their decisions after 2022. Those two things can be separated.
Right.
And what I want as a football fan is I want a postseason, man. Like, we're spoiled around here. The Knicks are there every year. Even before that, my team was there every year. We're used to playoff basketball in New York.
Right, Yankees are there every year.
The Yankees are there every year. The Rangers, until recently, are there every year. Think about the last decade in this city. How often have we had that Saturday and that Sunday where we're talking about a playoff game? And so I get Jackson Dart can be a star. Aaron Glenn may be the next great head coach. That's all fine. But on the eve of a football season, I want to have hope that my team is a playoff team, and I'm sorry. Right now, neither one is, and we're not even close. So my hope-o-meter sucks.
We don't know that. My hope-o-meter is not as bad as yours, Evan. And maybe it's just because I'm now very close with the New York Giants.
Are they making the playoffs?
Doing pre- and post-game. That's not important right now. Doing pre- and post-game, which you can listen to right here on WFAN every Sunday, me and John Schmelk. So, yes, I feel the optimism around the Giants. I feel the plan that the Giants have in place right now. The fact that they had to cut really good players this training camp is something that you can't take for granted. Because I remember it, you guys remember it, after cutdown day over the last couple of years, it's like, all right, let's scour the waiver wire and see if some cast off from the Detroit Lions is better than whatever guy we were going to bring back from the practice squad.
Here comes Nick McLeod.
Exactly. That's not what the Giants had to do this year. You give Joe Shane credit for putting together a really solid roster. Now it's all about executing, and you bring in and rechange your quarterback room to a degree that is just it's the complete opposite of what we had over the last couple of years. And
Is Russell Wilson going to give us 17 games of elite MVP-type football? I don't know. Probably not. But I know he can still play. And you saw it a little bit in the preseason. You saw it in stretches last year with the Pittsburgh Steelers. You can cast off the Denver experience because that was bad, both with Nate Hackett, my buddy, but also with Sean Payton, who got tired of him at the end of the year and just benched him. And so, I feel like the Giants have chances to stay close, just like they did in 2022, and win games. And they may surprise you. Right? In fact, the more I look at the circumstances around this weekend's game down in D.C., I forget what the state. They changed the stadium. It's not even FedEx Field anymore.
It's like United something.
Yeah, it's something else.
Yeah.
So whatever.
Northwestern Stadium.
Northwest Stadium.
Yeah.
If they win, I wouldn't be surprised. Mm. And it's not because the Giants are all of a sudden a world beater. The Commanders are flawed.
Let me tell you something right now. If the Giants win on Sunday, that's a hell of a win.
Of course
I don't
it
think
is.
Anyone should take anything away from that.
Any win is a win. It's a hell of a win.
I agree.
I'm getting hammered on a train ride home, but that's a thing.
I understand. WFAN NFL football is powered by Verizon. By the way, I mentioned the Hopometer is this cool thing that the Athletic created where they poll every fan base. Do you realize that 26 of 32 fan bases have a positive Hopometer score going into the football
season?
It's
pre-week one. Why would they not?
Well, I'll tell you why. There are six teams and six fan bases that are on the negative side where more people are pessimistic
than optimistic.
Let me guess.
Yours is one.
The New York Jets are indeed one of them. The other teams are the Miami Dolphins, the Cleveland Browns, the New Orleans Saints, the Indianapolis Colts are actually dead last.
Well, they
Daniel Jones'
Jones.
Team, yeah.
Poor Daniel.
And the other team, the Dallas Cowboys. And that was prior to the Micah Parsons trade and prior to them losing on Thursday Night Football.
That's surprising.
Yeah.
So this is a poll of the fan bases.
Of the fan bases, yes.
And the Cowboy fan was net negative.
87% had a negative feel coming into the season, 13%
that
positive.
That is shocking.
For the Giants
to
fan,
me, that feels like an ownership/GM issue.
Oh, absolutely.
That is not a what our team is, how our team is constructed.
No, it's a Jerry Jones issue.
It's a Jerry Jones issue.
1,000%. The Giant fan, when you compare it to every other team in the NFL, was 18th out of 32, so kind of in the middle, but 70-30 when it comes to optimism. And I kind of get that sense from Giant fans. The difference I have is my optimism and negativity is at the beginning of the season, it's based on making the playoffs.
Right.
And as we sit here today, I think the Giants are likely a 5-win team, and I think the Jets are likely a 6 or 7-win team.
Well, you're looking,
and that ain't good enough.
You're looking at the wrong bar, the wrong measurement of what success or what optimism is based off of. Because you are desperate for playoff football.
Sure.
You're desperate.
What's wrong with that?
You're so desperate for it, you can't see the importance of taking the baby step. And so, or maybe not even a baby step. It could be a giant leap. You can't even see that because the only thing you care about is the end game.
At the beginning of the season, yes. I believe when you start seasons, whether it's in the NFL, MLB, even the NBA, I'm a fan of the worst basketball team in the world. I start years thinking, can I make the postseason? Mm-hmm. And I want to be in a football world where these teams make the playoffs. And right now, you all agreed with me, so it's not like we're disagreeing. I went around the room. Are the Giants making the playoffs? Your answer again was?
No.
Tiki, your answer was?
Probably not.
And Loogie, you're about, he was complicated.
He was complicated.
By the way, NFL Talk on the Fan is presented by Paramount Plus. Stream your local NFL game all season long. Kickoff with the juicy weekend matchup against the Pittsburgh Steelers by the New York Jets. Starting at just $30 for your first year. That's like $250 a month. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today.
Do Giant fans have optimism? Do Jet fans have optimism? We'll hear from you to begin at 888-808-1019. And what do you measure optimism? Am I too black and white that it's about making the postseason?